Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Motivational Trainer. And one thing I wanted to talk about today is, you know, being brutally honest with yourself. You know, a lot of what the program is about is coming to terms with your current situation and then taking that current situation and leveraging it into what you really want in life. And, you know, to do that, you really have to, while you're building good habits, good rituals, you really have to self-reflect and just kind of say, hey, you know, where are there really opportunities in my life? And you can't sugarcoat the situation. A lot of people sit there and they want to say, I don't need help with this. Or my current situation is optimal. And then when you start looking into it, when you start kind of digging down and, starting to cover these little things, you know, you get excuses, you know, why it is the way it is. And we're not about excuses at the Motivational Trainer. What we're about doing is, you know, starting from a clean canvas. You know, knowing exactly what we need to do and start building in the right direction. You know, I'll give finances as a good example. You know, you can talk to folks and we talk to folks and they'll say, you know, my finances are good. You know, I don't have a lot of debt. You know, I have more income than I have expenses. And then once you kind of get in the weeds with it, you start looking at financial statements, you start looking at bank balances and bank statements. And even asking simple questions like, do you have a budget? And what does your budget look like? And a lot of people, what I've found, have a misconception about a budget. And whereas the budget that they're currently utilizing is a reflection on what happened the previous month, where we like to put a budget together that directs our money. So we know exactly where our money's going before it goes there. And that can help you with your spending habits. So by directing your money, you know exactly what bucket you're going to put which dollars in before you even get those dollars and before you even come to that bucket. What I find people doing, those of you who have a budget, and most people don't even have a budget, is the after the fact. You know, I spent too much money on this after the fact, and there's nothing you can do about it because the money's been spent, and you have to move on at that point. But what we find more than anything is the person that says, you know, my finances are aligned. You know, I don't have any wiggle room with my finances. You know, what I get is what I spend. And I have to. You know, I have to spend it to live. I have to spend it to survive. That's the only money I have. And I have bills. I have obligations. So when we start digging down in, you know, those obligations aren't really fixed obligations. They're really things that have been brought on due to things that they don't need. You know, whether it's a subscription. Subscriptions are a big one. You know, I have a subscription to Netflix. And that subscription is, you know, $30 a month. But then, you know, Netflix dropped a series. So, you know, Hulu. Hulu's the other one that I subscribe to. So now that $30 became $55 because Hulu's $25. And it's a reoccurring on auto renew type situation that they don't really anticipate or can foresee. And you know what? Here's the thing about it. The marketing companies, the Hulus, the Netflix, they knew that. They know exactly the algorithm behind their marketing, that if they get you to sign up for whatever service it is, you're not going to cancel. And they're going to be able to milk you for 10, 15, 20 years. You know, because we're built off of convenience, and we set things, and we forget things, and when that happens, they know they got us in that vicious cycle, you know, and there's no getting out of that vicious cycle. But we become complacent with it. We make excuses for it, and it's out of sight, out of mind, so we don't account for it. You know, if you kind of look at it, there's very little, bills that you should have that you need to survive. A mortgage, lighting, water, the essentials. You know, that's where we try to get the program to. We try to be realistic. You know, because you'll ask somebody, hey, you know, what is your debt situation? And they'll say, I got modest debt. And you start digging down in there, and they don't take things into consideration. Like, one of the biggest debts that get forgotten about is student loans. You know, you'll talk to somebody, and they'll start naming off the mortgage, they'll name off the water bill, they'll name the electric, they'll name the credit cards, the obvious ones. But student loans can be a significant part of that debt. So what we like to do is we like to, you know, identify everything, come to terms with everything. You know, it is what it is. It's not going away. What do we got to do to live within the current landscape? And the first step is acknowledging it, whatever it is. And then there's always wiggle room. You know, we kind of put these limitations on us where there's not much wiggle room and there's not much opportunity, but there really is. You know, my example is my family, we would typically eat out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on schedule every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then from time to time, we would eat out during the weekday. And what that did is, you know, we made excuses for ourselves. So when we'd spend that extra $50 to $100 during the week, we'd say it's okay, but we wouldn't, you know, we would go the extra mile to do that, but we wouldn't take back somewhere else. We'd still eat out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's those little things, guys. It's really just kind of coming to terms with your current situation, identifying it, and then recognizing the opportunity. Oh, the probably the biggest one for everybody, I forgot to mention this, is cups of coffee. You know, everybody wants a cup of joe before work. Well, you know, you can have the cup of joe before work, but are you going to have the Starbucks cup of coffee that has 1,000 calories, all sugar, you know, so you get an energy boost for a little bit, but then you get the withdrawals that are associated with that. And you're paying $7-$8 for a cup of coffee every day, every work day of the week, as opposed to having it at home. And maybe not spending $8 or $9, the 50 cents that it takes for you to roast a pot or roast a craft of coffee and just kind of keep it in the fridge. And then you don't necessarily have to add all the extras, all the yellow impurities, the creamers, the sugar. And that's a great example. And that's probably the best example for everybody. I think everyone can relate to that. So it's those little things. Because those little $5, $6 every day, that adds up. And then you can take that money and put it more towards the important things as opposed to justifying it and dismissing all those other things that are constantly holding you guys back. So that's just one aspect of the program. If it sounds like something that you'd like to discuss with me, please get on my calendar. It was great talking to you guys. I hope everyone has a great rest of the week and into the weekend. And we'll talk some more here in the near future. Have a good one.